Granny's, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
I know his Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellas in the Jot'em Down store. Abner is relating his version of the astounding incident. Listen.
You mean you actually run Hazari out of town?
Yes, sir. I sure done it, Mom.
Oh, that's hard to believe.
Yeah, well, I tried my best to find you last night to tell you about it. Where was you hiding, anyway?
Well, I was up in the loft over there at Ulysses' barn.
Ulysses? I thought you was going to hide in the loft over at your barn.
Well, I just didn't figure it'd be safe to hide at my place. Hazari'd be bound to find me there.
Oh, yeah, special that barn of yours. I believe he could see you up there in that loft anyway. There's cracks in them walls you could drop kick a half-growed youngin' through.
I did sneak over there once last night to use a telephone. Tried to call you at home, but I never got no answer.
Well, that must have been just before I got home from hunting you, I reckon. And Elizabeth weren't home neither. She's over at the neighbor's. That's why she never answered the phone, I reckon.
And tried the store, too, but there wasn't nobody there neither.
No, I weren't around the store at all.
Well, I'm glad to hear what happened anyway. I still can't understand how you could have run Hazari out of town.
Oh, well, he weren't so tough, Mom. Just a lot of bluff, actually.
Well, what'd you tell him anyway? Tell me about it.
Why, let's see. Well, he said that he wanted the diamond, and I just told him that the thing was lost, and that was that. And I told him to get out of town because I was sick and tired of seeing that ugly face of his around here.
Did you actually tell him that?
Yeah. Something like that, I think.
Greenies, how'd you ever get up enough nerve to say a thing like that?
Yeah, well, that's just the kind of a feller I am, I reckon. I look pretty meek and everything, but again, I drap and spill my temper. I just don't know my own strength hardly.
Abner, are you sure you're telling me the truth? You must have had some help of some kind.
No, I never had no help at all. None. Not one. Well, I did have a little, too, come to think of it. Just a parrot, though.
A parrot?
Yeah. You know that net that Cedric got from Gomer Bates?
I never knowed he had a parrot.
Yeah, he got a parrot that Gomer Bates, his brother, brung it home from someplace he'd been, and Cedric swapped him out of it. I reckon you don't know about that. It's named General.
General?
Yeah, that's what Cedric called it. And Cedric left it back in my feed room yesterday, and, well, he sort of helped me out a little. The parrot.
I don't see how a little old parrot could help you out in a situation like that.
Well, see, about the only thing the general can say is, hold everything, the Marines are here.
Greenies, you sound like a parrot.
Do I?
Yeah.
Well, I might hire out for one if ever in D-man around here, I reckon. Don't like crackers very well, but
you could learn to like them.
Yeah, I'll eat something else, I reckon. But anyway, well, the parrot, he hollered that out a couple of times, and Hazari thought short I had a whole regiment of Marines back there waiting to rush in.
Well, naturally would. Well, that explains it, then.
Well, of course, I think I had him pretty well scared before that happened, though. He was scared of me, I think.
Well, Granny's parrot or no parrot, you deserve a lot of credit, Abner.
Well, thank you, Lum.
No, I'd never have enough nerve to stand up to him.
Oh, it worked so much, once a month.
Well, didn't he draw a knife on you when you told him the diamond was lost and to get out of town?
Draw a knife.
Yeah. He's been throwing them knives around here promiscuous.
Oh, doggy, that's right. Yeah, I think he did. Yeah, he drawed one. But I taken it away from him.
Well, I'll be dead blame. Where is the knife?
Oh, it's, where's it at now?
Yeah, right this minute.
Oh, well, doggy, I don't much believe I know right now. I see, what did I do with that thing now? Awful careless, this knife. I give it to some young'un, I think.
Some young'un?
Yeah, that's
Granny,
it.
That's dangerous.
Yeah. Well, I broke it in two first. It won't do no harm to nobody the way I fixed it up.
Broke it in two with your bar hand?
Yeah, just broke it across my knee. That's what I done. Three pieces, I think.
This is the best news I've had in I don't know how long. You don't know what a relief it is to be shut out of that feller.
Yeah, well, I'm sort of glad to get shut of him myself.
Now, if we could just find out where that diamond disappeared to, we'd be all set.
Yeah.
You know, that still is a curious thing, the way that thing vanished.
Yeah.
There was just me and you down in your cellar that night. And I know I didn't take it. And I know you never. Reckon that thing will ever turn up?
I don't believe we'll ever see it again, Uncle.
Well, that sure ruins all my plans. Got no engagement ring to give to Miss Emmeline now.
Oh.
And as far as we are in debt now, I couldn't get married no ways.
Oh, now, Lom, I think you might be able to get married eventually.
I don't know how.
Well, just say, will you be my wife? And she says, yes, that's it. That's how you do it.
Well, I need financial aid we got to pay, and I got an...
Mission Oak with ever covered.
Yeah.
Oh, that is pretty.
Oh,
stuff.
That and it pulls down and makes a bed. That's the one it looks
like. Yeah, I'd love to try one of them out. Well, I thought you was aiming to write them and cancel that order.
Well, I was going to, but I just never done it. I couldn't very well.
Well, why not? You know you never had no money to pay for it.
I know, but see, I told Miss Emmeline about it. Showed her pictures of it in the wish book, and she said she was just dying to see it when it got here.
What was you aiming to pay for it with?
Well, I didn't know exactly. I thought something might turn up, maybe. Uh-huh. And if worse come to worse, I figured I could mortgage the diamond. But, of course, that's out now.
Yeah, well, you better write to that mail order house and tell them they're going to get that furniture back again on. And you tell Miss Emmeline that you just ain't going
to
get it.
Well, that's hard to do, Abner. Somehow or other, every time I get around her, I get rich.
Get rich?
Yeah. I sort of hint around that the woman that marries me is going to get a fur coat and have servants and I don't know what all.
Well, what do you say such things as that, Furlong? I don't believe Miss Emmeline's a sort of a woman that's interested in money and all that.
I know she ain't, but I guess that's the reason why I want to do all these things for her.
Well, you can't do them for her, though, Long.
No, it don't look like it now.
Oh, no, you're broke.
We just hadn't lost that diamond. Dad, blame it anyway.
Well, leastways, you oughtn't have bad luck anymore, Lom. When you look at it that way, I'd say it's a good riddance. Facts is a... Huh. Here comes Cedric.
Well, I don't know how you could say my bad luck's over. Look at me now. The only good luck I can see is that Squire's in the hospital and they're at the county seat, so he can't be here foreclosing them mortgages on us. And you hate to say some feller having appendicitis is good luck.
No, it ain't for him, natural. Well, howdy, Cedric.
Howdy, Mr. Abner. Howdy, Mr. Lum.
How's the general today, Cedric?
Oh, pretty good, I reckon.
Well, take him home another box of crackers. Free. Go get that parrot dealer and all the crackers he can eat.
Well, I don't believe he wants no more of them after all them you fed him yesterday. He won't even look a cracker in the face.
Well, give him whatever he wants, dog, as I'm getting to be a regular bird lover. Old Alderman Abner, that's me.
Say, Mr. Lum, could I see you by yourself for a minute?
By myself? Why, what is it you want to tell me, Cedric?
Oh, something.
Well, here, if you fellas want to talk, go ahead. I got to run over to the post office and mail. I want to mail something anyway.
What is it you want to mail?
Oh, just a little thing. It ain't nothing hardly. I'll be back directly.
Where'd you get the parrot Abner was telling me about, Cedric?
Oh, from Gomer Bates. Say, Mr. Lum, there's something I think I ought to tell you.
Well, what is it that's bothering you, Cedric?
Well, I sort of hate to tell it to you.
Well, that's all right, Cedric. Anytime you've got any little problems, just feel free to come to me and discuss them. I always want to be a help to you if I can.
Well, this ain't one of my little problems, though.
Well, what is it, then?
Well, you know that diamond of yours?
Diamond? Wait a minute, what do you know about that?
Well, I found out about it the day I drove Mr. Abner and Mr. Dick into the county seat. I heard them talking about it a little bit.
Oh, I see.
That's your diamond, and you was aiming to give it to Miss Emmeline for an engagement ring, wasn't you?
Well, yeah, I was, but it's lost now. Wait a minute, you ain't found it, have you?
No, Mom, but I know what become of it.
You do? What? Where is it?
Well, see, yesterday I left my parrot back there in the feed room.
Yeah, Abner said you did.
And on my way to school, I run into a chance to trade it off, so I come back to get it, and, well, I didn't want to bother nobody, so I just snuck in the feed room, and when I got in there, I could hear Mr. Abner and that cuter-looking Hazari feller talking.
Yeah, I know he was in here.
So I peeked through the crack in the door there, and you know what I seen?
No.
I seen Mr. Abner give your diamond to Mr. Hazari.
Oh, no, Cedric, you couldn't have saw that. The diamond's been lost for about 9 weeks.
Well, I seen Mr. Abner give it to him anyway.
Now, looky here, Cedric. Don't come around telling no such tales about Abner. Somebody might believe you. If Abner had have found the diamond, he'd have give it to me.
Well, he had it, because I seen it. And that feller give him a batch of money for it, too. $5,000, I think I heard him say.
$5,000? Now, I know you're dreaming. Even the jewelry store in at the county seat just offered $3,000 for it.
Well, that's how much Mr. Cesari give for it. $5,000. And then he taken the diamond and left, and then I ducked out the back way so as Mr. Abner wouldn't see me.
Strange, it did seem sort of peculiar to me that Abner could have run that feller out of town by just scaring him. No, that couldn't be it. No, that just couldn't be it. I know Abner better than that. Cedric, you ought to be ashamed of yourself for telling such stories. Go on now, get out of here. Get out. I don't want to hear it.